Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, where do you stand on this? Where do you stand on this thought? Alex Bregman, right now, is this thing going to come to an end? I mean, getting closer and closer to pitchers and catchers reporting. Is this thing going to come to an end? Because this Alex Bregman thing is really strange. You get different reports all the time. Just getting a report here of late that, hey, the Tigers and the Red Sox or other teams are more favored, likely to get Alex Bregman. We'll see. Clearly, though, we've heard reports that the talks between the Astros and Scott Boras, his representation, have started back up. But we don't know where they are. Dana Brown's acknowledged it. You know, the other day he owed old Scott Boras a text. But let's look at it right now, because the only numbers of an offer that we know are the 6 years, 156 that was on the table from the Astros to Bregman initially. Clearly, they turned that down and they moved on. And when I say they, I mean Scott Boras and Alex Bregman, and that seemed to be the space where the Astros were willing to go. And so they then moved on and made the moves to get Paredes, and made the moves to get the new first baseman, and to do the things that they did. But now it looks like they're talking again. Are you at a place where you're comfortable? Yeah. Go ahead, give him that deal. Give him that 6 years, 156. Or are you one that's like, hey, that thing's off the table. Let's change this thing up. Let's make it make more sense. Because obviously you made a move, and yes, Cam Smith, who was also included in the deal to get Paredes here in the trade that sent Kyle Tucker to the Cubs, he is one of the kind of the centerpieces in the deal, and as a third baseman, thought as he could play other positions, but it looks like that was going to be the future at third base potentially. So there's some maneuvering to go around. Would the deal change if you're the Astros, or would you be good with, all right, if he walked in and said, you know what, I'll take it. 6 years, 156, let's go.
Yeah, no, look, I think if he were to entertain my original offer, I would definitely be in the game. I am A-okay with sticking right where I'm at. I don't have a problem. Like, I can't make a habit of doing business like, hey, here's our offer. I can't be surprised if somebody goes out and wants to test the market. And I mean, to be honest with you, we should be absolutely stoked if he comes back and goes, hey, man, the market wasn't what I thought it was. I would like to get back into conversations about that original offer that you made. We should be stoked about that. Like, the offer shouldn't be contingent on you know, whether he comes back or not. Hey, look, this is what we think you're worth. And I understand that it's less than you and your agent think that you can go out and get. Go entertain it. And if you can get more, go get more. But if you want to play ball for 26 a year, then we're here. I don't have a problem with him leaving and coming back and all the yo-yoing around and testing the market and all that kind of stuff. I think this is where we're at, and this is where we're going to stay. And now that they've obviously got an obstacle now to where they've got to figure out how to play Paredes and Bregman, or they've got to move Paredes, you know, at some point in time and trade him and get him out of the mix and make that make sense. Which all of that, by the way, makes a whole lot more sense to me than playing Altuve in left field. But I'm good. I'm good with the 6 year. I'm good with 26 a year for Bregman. I don't care whether the market, you know, brought him back here because he didn't. He's not going to get 30, and so now this is where we're at. If you want to play ball, play ball.
The only thing for me is clearly the market changed. Right, like clearly the market changed, and it feels like the Astros contract offer is maybe the highest on the market. Now, hell, I don't know that I want to do that. That's just
I think if it was highest, he'd already accepted.
Right, like I think so. Like maybe there's something that's closer, and it's like, well, I don't know if I want to play there, and you know, for a couple of million dollars, and not go to a place that I'm comfortable with. So. Clearly, it's nothing like he thought he was going to get, right? The 190 to 200, right? That's just my thing is, well, hell, the market has changed. Like, can I get a better deal on this? I mean, just from a business thing, can I get a better deal on this? Like, is this the highest bid or the most comfortable bid? Because, as you said, it'd be a different ballgame. You'd have been going and done something else. That's just my only thing is, business-wise,
can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy 5 and get 5 free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
In any sport, I don't want to have bad contracts. You know, I don't want to, or contracts that I could have gotten a better deal on. Sometimes you got to pay a certain price, but this one is not one. And it's come back clear to me. It's just like, you all really misjudged the market, and hell, damn it, maybe we misjudged it. And let's pull this thing back. That's my only thought is like, boy, you rolling back in here. I'm wondering.
Look. From a market perspective, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, obviously, if the market itself overall for third basemen that are of Bregman's ilk and age, if the market has backslid that much to where the Astros could get him for less, then I mean, I wouldn't be pissed off if they did.
And I'll be honest, I'm surprised. Clint, I mean, Silver Slugger Award. You know, a guy that put up the second half he put up and what he's done in the postseason. I am surprised that when people were saying 190 to 200, that clearly people it sounds like are 30, 40 million off of what people originally thought it would be. Mm-hmm. So I am surprised, but
I'm surprised that we're back to this point, and I don't even know that we are, but I'm surprised that we are potentially back to this point with Alex Bregman. I'm with you. I thought he would have got gobbled up quick. But the fact that he didn't, I'm a Bregman fan. I'm obviously an Astros fan. I would love to have him back in an Astros uniform. I would love for the Astros to say 6 year, 156, come on in. And what we will be willing to do for you is that we will be willing to still take you in, even though we've already made moves with Paredes, and we'll be willing to either juggle up our second base in our lineup, or we'll be willing to try to deal Paredes if you want to come back and play. But this is where we're at. And so what we need to happen is, what's my man that just told Boris to get him back to the Mets? The power hitter with the Mets. Oh, that's really from up there. Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso's out there. He tried to test the markets. He said, hey, look here. Hey, man, do whatever you got to do to get me back to the Mets, period. Point blank. That's it. Like, I'm at a point where I'm ready for Bregman to just say, hey, man, do whatever you got to do to get me back to the Astros. Let's get it done.
Yeah. We'll see. Hopefully this thing gets done soon.
Be nice.
Like, it'd be nice to just see this thing, or just – because these reports just go from one end to another.
You also have to consider, like, if he signs, how much better that lineup is.
Absolutely. Oh.
I mean, you talk about Altuve, Bregman, Yordan, Christian Walker, Yiner Diaz, Isaac Paredes.
Pena.
Jeremy Pena. I mean, it lengthens the lineup,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but Chris, but from their perspective, they were good and prepared and made moves to have what they were going to have. And now he's coming back.
Yeah, they were ready
like
to move,
they were
move
like
passing.
They you know what I mean? And it's not just him coming back, like it's him coming back and getting the largest contract in team history. Right? It's not like it's not just, all right, man, he's coming back and we throw him, like he's getting more than they've ever given Altuve. Right? Like, so that's the other part of, like, all right, if we're about to give you the contract, the biggest contract in the franchise history, which I think they could do it. Hell, I think they could have paid Tucker, I've said. But if you were prepared and you went ahead and said, all right, go ahead, man, do your thing. We understand we're going to lose you. And so much so, we understand we're going to lose you. We went ahead and made our arrangements to replace you and be able to move on past you. Yep. Hell, Dana's been saying it. And I don't know that I'm about to bring you back here when you've been able to go out there on the market and you ain't been able to find the money you thought you was going to find that out. Well, hell. Was our offer hot? should we be closer to 20 a year than we are 26? Like, that's the thing. Is, you're right. I don't know what it means defensively, but you're right. The lineup looks more like a lineup that could compete with the Yankees. The Yankees and other teams in the AL, the lineup with him in it, you could just put the lineup. Now, defensively, again, I don't know what you're going to do, but the lineup looks absolutely better if he's in there. And then you put him in there, if he's on the team, you know, we don't need Jeremy Pena to hit second. Alex Bregman can hit second,
yep.
Right? And then you're stretching the lineup that way. But I'd almost be surprised they said, oh yeah, man, it's on the table. I don't know. We'll see.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.